Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill, and I'm here with my favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu. Good evening, worms.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody. We're still
plants?
Here.
Yeah, we're still here.
Still here. Everybody's back in costume tonight.
No, out of costume.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, good deal. I showed up at the witch last week.
That was fun.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. I was all cackling for you all and everything.
Candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fall, well, 527-486-8186, KVNF now, because we're on the wind down. Leaves is one of it. And I really do believe this last week was one of the most beautiful weeks with the wind and the clouds and the sky and colors.
And just the light.
Visuals,
and
the light. The visuals were off the charts. They stopped me dead in my tracks
absolutely.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
I found myself standing a lot.
Just standing, staring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
It was
astonishing.
Astonishing.
Yes, and I just went with the plan that I've always heard on the worm show, as the worm turns, is just like, don't worry about raking those leaves up. So I pushed them to areas that I wanted coverage, and I wanted to mulch them into.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Do it.
Done.
Well,
good idea.
I don't rake leaves in my yard. I just let them hang out there, and they eventually, by March or April, they're completely gone.
Yeah, they're gone. You know, but I do have to say one thing, though. I have a pear tree that grows where I have grass, and the pear and the apple leaves are denser, and they do sort of pack down too hard. I mean, if you have 4 feet of leaves, just run over them with your lawnmower.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, you've been having so much lawnmower fun all summer. Why stop now?
Yeah, use the gas up.
The gas up. Go out there and lawnmower your leaves. Chop them all up and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and that will break down faster.
Yeah.
And the worms can take them out easier.
Right.
Yep.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yep. And there's air and all this other stuff. I only saw one woolly bear caterpillar this year.
What? Really?
Yeah. And I was looking for the notes that I had. Remember the story about the woolly bears?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because in the last couple of years, they were pretty prolific.
Yeah, I haven't seen hardly any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But leaves, you know, I do have a couple places that I rake them from.
Mm-hmm.
And one place I do it knowingly that those people will rake them up and burn them. So please don't burn them.
Yeah, don't. Oh, my God.
That's
we had
the worst
so much
thing.
Fun as kids
right.
doing that. I remember when – no, we did. I remember when they shut us down, when finally you couldn't do it anymore. But when I was really young, which was a zillion years ago, you could still rake your leaves into a pile, and then we would get potatoes and put them – or apples and put them in aluminum foil and put Yeah, we thought we were, you know.
What? You what, threw those in
them?
There?
We
like,
thought we were, you know,
them. Okay.
Yeah.
Pioneering, you know, settlers
yeah, great.
Or something.
Because like
we'd throw them in our leaf-burning pile, and then we'd fester them out later and eat them. It was really fun.
Yeah, so and also if you really have to rake your leaves, that's really your thing, and put them in your compost, there's two leaves that you should avoid, and that's black walnuts and English walnuts. They're allelopathic and they don't let plants grow. And the other one is keep the pine needles to a minimum.
Oh,
pine with that high resin, they really have a hard time breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to use them for mulches in your perennial things.
Yeah, because they mulch and the leaves or the weeds won't grow in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really score.
Same with black walnuts. You can use those.
No.
No?
No, you can't
you
use
just
them.
Need to, what do you need to do? Just get rid of those.
Burn them.
Well, most of the places that I see black walnuts are in lawns. So you just mow them.
Just mow them. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Mow them into the lawn. Mulch them back in.
Right. But they will, they that word, allelopathic, they keep other plants from growing.
Mm-hmm.
Sage does that too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. So, what do you mean, like when you're cutting down your sage, should you worry about putting that in your compost?
Not that exact sage.
Okay.
You guys are probably talking the Russian sage, and I'm talking
Sage on the
sweet sage.
Sage on the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Probably more of a root thing.
Yeah.
Than the leaves on the walnuts. It's in the leaves.
It's in the leaves of the walnuts.
Like, and also sunflowers stop things from growing, and it's in the roots. Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But I never have enough sunflowers to stunt anything. And then this summer, Willie grew the sunflowers with his corn. And it was exactly like you said, they raced each other to the light.
Yeah, they raced each other.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was fabulous. You know, so I mean, you know, if you have a whole field of sunflowers, maybe you have a problem, but...
Well, I had some friends, and they thought it was so great. They saw all those wild sunflowers coming up in their garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they planted their garden beautifully, and they had a great crop of wild sunflowers, but they didn't have a garden.
Right.
They didn't have them, so.
Oh, they let them go all through their garden?
They let the whole thing go.
Oh, yeah, forget about it.
Forget it.
Well, yeah, because they're going to shade everything out. Mm-hmm. They get huge. They're incredibly... big and woody with their little selves, and you know, what do you expect?
There was that giant sunflower crop on your way down south towards Montrose around Olathe this summer.
Oh, I didn't see
it was giant. It was jaw-dropping. People everywhere would just stop when they saw that. And it was great to go down there in the morning and have them facing one way and then come back and they were facing the other way.
Facing the other way? Yeah. Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the best.
You know what else I always think about is blue flax, because that's our flax seed, right? That we get flax seed from.
Okay.
And just imagine, you know, hundreds of acres of blue flax.
And they only bloom in the morning?
Yeah.
How long did they last? Maybe 10, 11 o'clock? Depends on the amount of heat, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think of them as... But, you know, they bloom pretty good. They're pretty heat tolerant.
Gorgeous. Yeah. I like big expanse displays like that.
And the sunflowers, too. There was a great shot in one of those movies, the Ya-Ya Sisterhood. I think that was it.
Mm.
You see massive sunflower fields and fields.
Yeah, inspiring.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, 527-486-8186 KBNF now, and Jane is on the line with a comment.
Nice, we love that.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. You were just talking about weeds and then black walnut leaves.
Leaves.
Leaves. Why not get them both together? If you have a big patch of weeds, that's where you put your black walnut leaves.
That's very good.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
All right, thanks.
That a girl.
Awesome.
All right. That's exactly.
That's the Ya-Ya Sisterhood happening right there, huh?
Right on.
Right?
Yeah.
Good
deal. No, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, really, there you have it. Okay, so now you've got your black walnut tree. Great, you know.
If you have a weedy area, know somebody has a weedy area.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We all have a weedy area somewhere.
Who doesn't? Raise your hand, you know. And you're lying, so.
Lance, put your hand down.
Sit down.
Put your clean hands down.
Yes, they are starting to get clean.
They are. We can't believe a word you say.
Yeah, you know, I have a spot in my yard where the maple leaves come down so thick that I put a tarp down. And I let all the leaves fall in the tarp, and then I picked up the tarp and threw it in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Works like a charm.
Works like a charm.
Yeah.
All right.
Replenish your soil. Be good to your worms.
That's right. And there is still time to plant stuff. You're not planting anything, are you,
no,
for overwinter?
Well,
but you say that there's still time.
The spinach for next spring is already done.
Planted.
Well, it's up and it's been thinned.
Wow.
And that'll start being ready in late March, early April. And that's with no cover. That's just what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still plant lettuce and cilantro. Mm-hmm.
Is garlic in? Everybody's done with their
garlic.
Garlic's in.
Everybody's got their garlic in. Check.
Let's see. Cilantro, dill, parsley. Good time to plant parsnips.
Mm.
If you want borage will come up good now.
Borage is so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so easy to grow.
Is that for edible or medicinal?
Both.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edible, I don't get it, but medicinal or aesthetics.
Mm.
Did I already tell you
that? Bee plant.
Yeah, it's huge.
Bee plant. That's
nice.
Its other common name.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh. A borage. Mm-hmm. But it's quite edible, but it's hairy.
It's not easy.
Oh, is that the job?
It tastes like, sort of like cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And the leaves
hairy
are
cucumbers?
Difficult. Yeah, and they're kind of hairy. You know, it's like eating a peach in your salad, peach skin.
Okay,
in
gotcha.
Your salad, only not even, it's even worse than that because it's pricklier.
Oh, and you can still plant spinach. And spinach. I'm sure there's some of these other greens that volunteer that would...
yeah, my lamb's quarter is all planted all by itself.
Uh-huh.
I love how
I harvested the seed this year, so I have it in a sheet.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Nice. I think that was a smart thing to do, lamb's quarter seed. Really. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what about cover crops?
Yeah, you can still do rye or any of the winter grains. I'm not sure if the Austrian winter pea would be good. Maybe some of the clovers.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can still do
Boy,
it.
Boy, it's iffy, though.
Well, those other things.
We're on the 11th
Yeah, the
hour
rye
here.
Will make it. You just need to water it once.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Plant,
because if you
plant
it now
and let
you,
it go.
If you plant it now and don't water it, you've just fed the birds.
You might be feeding the birds anyway. I have so many of those little seed-eating birds all over
nice.
My yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so sweet. They just kind of flit from... bush to bush, you know. And
this time of year, that's great because you notice the sound of the birds being gone. So to have those little creatures out there is a real treat.
Yes, is a real treat. You know what? I came across some old writings. I was cleaning something, and I came across some old writings that said, I made this note that said, no wonder plants like the morning light. The birds sing, and the stomata are stimulated by the bird song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so they grow, and everybody's happy because it's morning.
That's
I
a
love
perfect
that.
Harmony yeah. right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it.
527-486-8186 KVNF. Now, we were talking about birds and seeds as the season has mm-hmm. wound down. And what are some of those plants that...
Well, Lulu mentioned as we were... cutting plants down that some of the birds really like the seeds. And so I started thinking of different ones, and you might add to this, but...
Probably.
Echinacea, Mexican hat, marigolds, zinnias, and there's many more. Cosmos, they like cosmos, dithonia.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Obviously, the sunflowers of, mm-hmm. you know, the... and
they'll probably eat the poppies.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, the... that... God, I don't know what. Wait, I have to think.
That one.
It's purple and it's in my garden and it's. But you know what else they're eating? Lilac. They're all over the lilac bushes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
That's
watching.
The seeds.
Yeah, I was watching them take the little pods and you know do that thing with their beak and
uh-huh,
then
uh-huh.
eat them. Lilacs. So you know if they're eating lilac, who knows? They're out there.
Interesting.
Eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's kind of exciting to see the leaves come off and you can see the new growth. So I'm looking forward to pruning talk already.
All the wild grasses and oats and things like that they harvest and eat.
Yeah. There's that real low-lying weed that's usually in driveways, gravel driveways, sides of roads, and the birds love it. They'll work it all winter. I'll get the name out of the weeds of the West. I know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, I think I do too. You're
and it's very hardy, long taproot.
Not mallow, but the other one. The wait a second.
Here we go again. That one.
But it's,
that one number two.
I can see it. I can totally see it.
Little A, little B.
Yeah, and the birds. Well, if you move the snow off your driveway, they'll immediately show up.
Perfect. Yeah. Get your driveways ready. There, I did shovel my leaves off my driveway in preparation for the snow. But other things we can do in preparation. Wait, 527-486-8186 KVNF now.
Save us from ourselves.
We've got time for plenty of calls.
Yeah.
Tool maintenance.
Oh, and then there's that.
Yeah, then there's that.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to that, Lulu? Specifically, please.
Yeah, mine aren't done. Yeah, but, you know, bring them out of the wet and oil the handles.
Oil the handles.
You know, tighten them up.
You don't think of that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, it's linseed and turpentine or...
Okay.
Or whatever. You can use straight linseed. You just got to wipe it off, any excess, because linseed oil will get gummy.
And linseed is lamium and lamium is flax.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah, but anyways, and you can... and you got these nice... wood handles that I, personally, I have wood, all my tools, you know, some of them are 20, 30 years old, and they're smooth as can be. You do not have to wear gloves.
Nice. Yeah. Easy to use. And yeah, you do regular maintenance. So mm-hmm. the sharpness and all of that.
Yeah. Sharpen them.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
I have a bunch of axes in the Chicken Palace potting shed, and they really need to go to the sharpener.
You got a neighbor right up the street.
I do. I swear to God, I'm going to put them all in a wheelbarrow. Grace, I'm coming over.
Just do it. Take care of that. One of your last chores.
Yeah, really. No, that's it. You're right.
Uh-huh.
We're down to the 11th hour, the mm-hmm. last chores. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites is houseplants at this time of year also.
Uh-huh.
So what do you mean about that? That this time of year, it's one of your favorites.
Yeah, because, okay, so... If you're thinking about, you know, transplanting a houseplant or, you know, doing something to it because it's just over its time or whatever, this is a good time to do it. I haul them outside.
Oh, sure.
I throw them out. I throw out what needs to be thrown out. I start new starts, and life is good.
New soil.
Yeah, some compost, leftover compost.
Yeah, just a little bit of life.
Yep. Yeah. And just take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lance, you were mentioning that you don't have a lot of houseplants.
Don't have any.
And that's because of your...
How come I'm not surprised? You can't eat it. Okay, I used to have this rule. I used to say, if you can't eat it, you can't smoke it, and it doesn't feel good or look good, what's the point?
Yeah. No. My well water's slightly alkaline, and pots would... accumulate a lot of alkalinity, minerals and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the plants really would suffer.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. I'd have to collect rainwater or filter my well water if I was really into houseplants.
I wonder if you could add some vinegar to the water
and
break it down that way.
You could do that.
Couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, some sort of additive.
And, I'm watering with the garden.
But there you are again. You know, now you've created another monster because now you've got a... Not only do you have to, add vinegar to your water, but if you have houseplants, you have to repot them every year and all that.
Yeah.
And you're still threshing. I was going to ask you what stage you are in the einkorn. I mean, by the time it's time to get back on the air in the winter, you're going to be finishing these projects.
Yeah.
I still have to winnow einkorn. I still have to thresh the amaranth, the pearl millet, and the barley, Tibetan barley.
See,
these are all winter projects.
Exactly.
And I haven't threshed the carrot seeds.
Who needs houseplants?
Right. Yeah. No, right? Because you can do them inside, sit by the fire, and get a little fan or something and winnow right there. Good job.
Yeah.
Nice work.
All right. Hey, Anthony is on the line, and he is looking for they send us these messages on the computer. Jeff does. And it says, definitive opinion about fall rhodal. Tilling. I think there's an inside joke there, but go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Jeff.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Take it away.
So that was what was so cool. We could hear Jeff laughing in the background, trying not to laugh. Okay, go, Anthony. You're on.
You guys.
No, because, it made me think of it because of you were talking about tools and stuff. And so I was thinking about rototilling kinds and everything. But, it's sort of an old thing. My grandfather used to do that, even though I think he knew better. Now I think he'd go back to his, father's ways of, like Lance has always talked about, cover crops. But rototilling, can you, address that? Because is it really good? I mean, you know what I mean?
Question.
Worms or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rototill only once a year.
Yeah.
And that's only to turn compost into the garden.
Right.
I don't use it as soil prep. Mm. You know, and most people do. What causes hardpan is tilling at the same depth year after year after
right.
year.
Right. And that's not good.
That's not good. So you have to do something different. And organic matter, as little tilling as possible, or none at all. And right. there's these U-bars that everybody's getting into.
Yeah.
Broad forks.
Broad forks.
Broad forks. Yeah.
And the new rage is not tilling in your cover crops.
Oh, brother.
And all I can say, my experience with what they say is you cut it down, and then you plant your plants in it, and then and keep it mowed down.
Right.
All right. Well, the problem with that is you'll get a lawn.
Right. The problem with that is you get a lawn.
And that's all there is to it. You will
bottom
get a
line.
You will get a lawn, and it might take 3 years of doing that, but you will get a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there has to be some, even if it's just the top 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eric, no, what's his name? Coleman. What's Coleman, the greenhouse guy's first name?
Oh.
You're at Sakina.
But anyways.
Tinkley, Reddy Tinkley.
No, Coleman, I forget his first name. But anyways, he goes to
the greenhouse guy, yeah.
The greenhouse guy.
Oh, shoot, I have that book.
But they only cultivate the top 2 inches of soil. And because if you do deep tilling or deep turning, every year you're bringing up more weed seed from deep down. Okay, so if you do just the top 2 inches, within 3 to 5 years, you have no more. The seed bank is gone. No more, unless you bring it in.
And you're not contributing to this hard pound.
That's right.
That's what happened in my grandpa. I had a very nice garden, but I know that's what happened.
Yeah.
And there was some weird. Then there was some other weird stuff that started happening with kind of root rot and stuff.
Well, no matter what you do, stuff happens. That's the whole deal right there, right? Now, I rototill once a year in the spring, and I'm always thinking that I'm going to rototill in the fall, and it's not horrible to rototill in the fall. I happen to be, because of the way my gardens are and the way I do it, things, I like rototilling, and I like clearing the decks, and, you know, so there's some hard pans, so what, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, if you came to my garden right now, it's all bare.
Mine's covered with leaves.
Yeah, mine's hand.
You were the person who thought that settlers cooked their potatoes in tinfoil or something.
No.
That sounds like an old yarn to me.
No, the settlers didn't cook their potatoes in tinfoil.
Get that Reynolds wrap.
No, yeah, right. Better Living Alcoa. We bring good things to life. Right? Is that one of their things?
Potatoes on the fire, yeah.
But we thought we were. You know, we were just these little kids playing in the fire in the leaves, you know.
Yeah.
We'd go into the house, steal a bunch of the old lady and the mother's aluminum foil, put our potatoes. Yeah, we thought we were the bomb. Give me a break.
Yeah, Lewis and Clark had that, yeah. No, but I got to tell you this, Lulu, because you got all lyrical a while. Like, that was pretty cool. What was that you were saying? That bird song does what? What does it do?
It stimulates the stomata on the underside of the leaves of the plants. And,
really?
And the stomata is what brings the energy and the light and the food to the plants.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
so
everybody knows, Anthony, that...
I didn't know that.
Well, not that part. That the morning sun is the best growing light. The morning,
well, I knew that.
The morning sun.
But I didn't know about the birds. Like,
well, because birds. Okay, all right. Wait, this is the rest of the problem.
There's a lot of study being done on this.
There is actually in real life.
Yeah.
That the birds sing in the morning and it stimulates the stomata, which open to hear the bird song and the just the love and the joy and the rejoicing of the light coming in the morning, and then the plants make more food for themselves.
That is pretty cool. Seriously, do they think that's real?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
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 That is pretty cool.
That's very cool.
So I just got to say, I got to go, but I got to tell you, so in first grade, you made me think of it. We had to do rhymes, And here is mine, okay?
Oh,
Aster's deep purple, a grasshopper's call. Today is summer, tomorrow is fall. See? You see, there's a couplet in there.
That was awesome. Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah,
that's good.
I was the best one. That...
Thank
Bye.
You for sharing that. Bye. That is super.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, here's good. The problem is we just don't have any fun on this show.
No.
I'm going home.
All right, we do have time for another call, 527-486-1866, KVNF now.
What were we just talking about besides stomata?
I got a subject I forgot to mention.
Oh, good.
What?
Is trimming the beets and carrots for seed production for next year.
Okay. What's going on there?
Well,
they're still...
Yeah, for the biennials, beets and carrots, this is you take the best ones now that you want, and I just took out 60 or more scarlet keeper carrots.
Yep.
And you don't just top off, just cut it at an inch. You actually cut it from the base up into a pyramid shape. And yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But do you cut the root?
No, you don't cut the root.
Just the greens.
From the shoulders of the
carrot. Okay, from the shoulders up,
the carrot of
the
beet.
Like a pyramid.
And you cut up like a pyramid.
Oh, bummer.
And the reason why you're doing that, because if you're just going to have it for root storage for eating and you've left the 1 inch of stem, those can rot and actually rot that top.
Oh, yeah.
Which you're going to cut off if you're going to eat it anyways. But for seed production, you have to cut that off so it doesn't rot.
Okay.
And so you want it. So beets are like this, carrots are like this, and radishes.
Okay.
You don't want to leave that big long inch or stem or so. You do want to cut it in a pyramid shape from the shoulders of the vegetable up.
Right. So the highest point would be in the center of the vegetable.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. That's great advice. Would
never. Yeah, I love that. I would never have thought of that. Mm-mm. My beets are still in the ground. They're patiently waiting for me to harvest them. And
ooh, those are going to be sweet.
Oh, they're going to be so good. Oh,
yummy.
My God.
Hey, it is Mike in Paonia on the line. Good evening, Mike.
Hello. Good evening. I had a question about pruning trees. What fruit trees would be good to prune this time of year and what may not be good to prune this time of year?
I've seen them prune apples and cherries this time of year.
Yeah.
But not till the leaves are gone.
Yeah.
And the reality that the only reason orchard people are doing it this time of year is because they got so much work to do.
Right.
If
Get
you
ahead.
Can, if you can wait till February or March, be
even
way
better.
Way better, and don't touch your peaches or grapes. Don't even touch them.
No, grapes are on their own. I'm going to do a little bit on my pear tree though, because I have this pear tree that is looking like it's trying to have the same disease as the.
Little mama?
Little mama, yeah, my
tadamon. So you're going to cut it out now?
Yeah, I'm going to cut it out now.
Yeah, yeah. You just do what you do.
And I have a couple of branches on my pear tree that have lost their mind. They're going horizontal. I don't know what they're doing. They're crossing over everybody else. They're out of there.
Yeah. And anything that... go ahead.
Or coddling moth this time of year?
Oh, boy.
Coddling moth, they're probably already buried themselves in the ground. One of the fall things you can do for coddling moth, this sounds crazy, but I was putting tanglefoot, that real sticky stuff, to keep the ants and stuff to going up the trees. Mm. But it also prevented the coddling moth
from going down.
Interesting. You know, but it's too late now. So do you have, whether you have chickens or not, lightly cultivate the soil? And birds or chickens will come in there and start eating grubs.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And Lulu, I believe it was Elliot Coleman.
Elliot, you're right.
You're right.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God. Elliot Coleman. That's
How could you not?
Wow, thank you.
Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi.
The greenhouse guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Penobscot. Maine. He bought land from Scott and Helen there.
Penobscot, Maine. Who would ever think of that?
Can have a whole show on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got several of his books.
Okay. Well, let's talk that over the winter.
Yeah.
All right, some great callers and always great listeners out there. Thank you so much. It's time for Lady Lou and One Woman's Perspective coming up. Lance Lulu, thanks so much. Thanks for listening to one. No, thanks for listening to
As the Worm Turns.
Okay.
All righty then.
Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. Stay warm. Keep planting.
A shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.